Well done, well done, Alan. You sing as well as you shoot and vice versa. But hold, hold. The time is short and all may not be heard.
But, Robin, you've forgotten me.
Here comes the tale.
Oh, yes. So I did. Now, this fellow I met in the most peculiar way. One day as I was walking in the forest, I came upon a little bridge. I made to cross it, but just as I took a step or two, another man set foot upon it from the other side. By my word, never have I seen a larger lad. 'Twas close to 7 foot he stood, but I was never one to let a matter of height disturb me. So I called out. Hold! Stand back and let the better man pass first.
Oh, stand back yourself, for the better man am I.
You must be a stranger in these parts. I shall have to teach you a lesson if you do not retreat and let me pass.
Oh-ho! The brave one draws his bow and arrow. That is the bravery of a coward. I have only a shaft of wood for a weapon.
Have it your own way, then. Never let it be said that I am called a coward. See, I discard my bow. Now let us see who is the better man. Whoever is knocked from the bridge into the stream shall be deemed to have the right of way.
Fair enough. Make ready.
Go!
Oh!
First blood to me, awkward giant.
Oh! Second blood to me, childish pygmy. Now, my small rooster, watch your head. Take this.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hello, down there, laddie. You make a strange sight floundering in the stream. Here, give me your hand so that I may pull you out. And there, up you come.
Well, I'm forced to admit your cleverness with the shafts is greater than mine.
Let me shake your hand, laddie. It's not every man can take a drenching gracefully. What's that?
Some of my followers. We were to meet here at the bridge. Hello, Lad Allen. March, here I am.
Why, Robin, what's happened to you? You're wet to the skin. Oh, March, make haste. Robin is half drowned.
Calm yourself, Allen. Tis no matter.
And who is this great hulking stranger?
Great and hulking he is, but no stranger any longer. We fought on the bridge with staves, and, yes, he tumbled me in.
What? Seize him, men. He'll want a good ducking himself.
You shall not. Shall I push him in now?
Hold, men, I say, hold. I have no ill will. I've placed my hand in his, for he's a good fellow and bold. Hark ye, seven-footer. We are outlaws, 20 and 2 of the stoutest lads in England. We've decided and dedicated ourselves to the defense of the poor and the persecuted. How would you like to join with us and share both in hard knocks and good cheer? The best that we can get from those who have too much and care not about their fellow men.
By earth and water, those are sweet words. With all my heart, I'll serve with you.
So be it then. What's your name, good fellow?
John of the Stubbs, but mostly men call me John the Little.
John the Little, that's quite a name for one of your size. Methinks the name could be improved, though. Henceforth, I shall alter it. Ho, men. Make the acquaintance of our newest member. I give you Little John.
Little John!